St. Louis, DTS on KMOX 338. Dave Murray joins us in his typically usual spot. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. Guys, really working hard today. And you show your pictures at the ballpark. You know, it's like, wait a minute.
I got to give some credit. What was your name? Betsy? So,
yes.
So Rage posted our picture and said, great day for a Cardinals win. And yep. I think Betsy posted and said, bad day to be a hot dog. Now, Betsy is not wrong.
No, not at all.
She's not wrong.
Here's the bad part, though. I figured, like, we were all holding our hot dog or eating our hot dog?
No.
We're just sitting there looking like hot dog eaters.
How did you know that everyone in this room had a hot dog today?
Yeah, I don't know.
I was telling them, so we all got our hot dogs. Dave bought Wheeler and I and himself all hot dogs and sodas. We each got a hot dog and a soda, and we sit down, and they don't eat theirs right away, of course, because they have self-control. They're regular people. And I was like, all right, you got to wait and eat your hot dog when they eat theirs. And then we'll all eat it together and it'll look normal. And as I'm saying that, I look down and the hot dog is like two-thirds gone already. And I'm like, oh, no, what happened?
I feel like we just sat down and ate our hot dogs. I didn't delay it.
No. Well, you guys delayed it by like 2 or 3 minutes. I delayed it by like 15 seconds.
No, that's against the law. You sit down, you eat your hot dog.
I couldn't wait another second. They were really good hot dogs.
Well, I was the only person who put condiments on.
You did. You were struggling with them.
Yeah.
The trying to, you know, one hand the mustard with the hot dog.
It's not easy. Yeah. And I'm proud of you.
Life is really rough.
You only had one hot dog.
I did. I wanted more, though.
I know.
Don't think I didn't.
I was going to offer you to go up. I was going to hand you a $20 bill and tell you to go get some nachos, but that felt...
Well, the thing is, we love our baseball team here in St. Louis. We really do. We love them very much. But the ballpark prices are the ballpark prices, and it felt much like ordering the steak appetizer at the Mexican restaurant. It felt morally wrong for me to be like, I need more.
Next time, ask. Dad can have some nachos.
I need another $15 hot dog.
Yeah, I went to the game with my brother and my niece, and David's just trying to keep Blair entertained because she's four. So they had, like, popcorn. They had a big soda. They got a hot dog. They got a big super pretzel, which, oh, my gosh. Yeah. I almost took that out of my sweet little niece's
hands. You should have been with them,
Andrew. It looked so good.
You could have fought... Could have fought with a four-year-old over.
Could have fought baby Blair for some pretzel.
Blair, I want to introduce you to a game. So, beautiful day out there. Although I said to the guys when we were sitting there, this is the hottest 63 degrees I've ever felt.
Like
when
we were in the sun.
Quite warm.
Yeah.
Well, not just directly in the sun.
It was smoking hot.
So I'm hearing we have some weather coming in Friday. Anything until then of note?
No. Tomorrow's a beautiful day. It's going to be a little chilly in the morning, but 72 in the afternoon, all about sunshine. Friday, still on tap for scattered showers and thunderstorms, developing during the afternoon and ending in the evening. So there's that little window. Going to be some dry time Friday, and some of the storms could go strong to severe, but the focus looks like it's shifting a little bit out to our west, more like central Missouri into eastern Kansas. But a couple of those could leak our way. So we kind of have to pay attention to the weather on Friday afternoon. 75 degrees, also quite windy. Saturday and Sunday are summer-like days. It's warm, it's humid, temperatures in the low 80s, partly sunny skies. Nothing more than a couple of pop thunderstorms on Saturday. A lot of dry time. And then Sunday, another shot of developing showers and thunderstorms, some possibly strong, Sunday afternoon into Sunday evening. The focus there also looking like it is just to our west, but when it's that close and we're right on the line, again, some of those could leak our way. So I'm not convinced it's a widespread severe weather outbreak for us, but there should be some storms around. Kind of an unsettled weekend, but not raining all the time.
Okay. Speaking of us going to the game and eating food, I had my first experience with the new point of sale, how you buy your stuff at the ball game. You don't order it. It's just sitting there. Mm-hmm. So you grab a dog. They don't have the fountain sodas. You just grab a can of Coke, and then you set it down. Dave, I don't know if you guys have this in California, but you just sit it down on what looks like a lunch cafeteria tray, and it knows what you got, and it charges you.
Yeah, it's all cashless, you know. It's somewhat takes the fun out of it, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, I'm not anti science. I'm not anti-technology. It just was a little weird.
I love them. They have them at a Circle K close to my house, and I really like using it, but they have a lot of weird glitches with it.
Well, here's what's weird is each one of them had a worker watching you do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know, you could just ring it up. I mean.
Yeah.
But you have to watch so people don't just walk away with stuff.
Well, and what's interesting, because I've had that exact same thought on the server. I've actually put it on the sheet, but we haven't had time to get to it before. And that is that I don't understand why it exists then. Because the person who should be, like, so at the Circle K, they have a auto thing like this, a magical auto thing. And then they have just a regular cashier lane, but they just tend to staff one cashier, so that one cashier is watching the auto lane instead of, like, working the cashier himself a lot of the time. So it's like,
yeah.
Especially if the auto thing is, you know, throwing problems.
I'm laughing because, so we set our stuff down. It tells us you owe $57, whatever it is. I tip, even though it's a
nobody
machine.
Did anything.
No
yep.
one did anything. And so then I go to grab my hot dog and my soda, and what happened was I grabbed Andrew's Coke instead of my Coke Zero, and he goes, "Oh, sorry, that's the diet." But I thought he meant the hot dog, and I'm like,
"Diet hot dog, you say?"
He's like, "I didn't see that one.
That's my hot dog. Give me."
So then I set the hot dog back down, and it starts ringing it up again.
Oh yeah. No!
Yeah,
it was funny when I did that because you were like, "Okay, here's your hot dog." Jeez.
Yeah,
you thought that was like, "That's my hot dog.
Easy, buddy." You didn't know that one was so special.
Like a little kid who had picked out his hot dog.
That's mine.
It is interesting that they would even ask for a tip though, because like. It was all.
They got it.
It was all self-serve. Like you even grabbed the hot dogs and the sodas ourselves and walked
literally
them to the
no
machine.
Human contact.
I think, who are you tipping?
I guess the guy watching the machine do the
That's
thing.
A sweet gig.
Yeah. Like you are a very generous tipper, and I've always really admired you for that. It's very kind of you. But even I was like, "What are you tipping for?"
Even I was like, "What are you tipping for?"
Yeah. I didn't notice right away. I was getting ready to reach and say no, and then I was late.
Rachel, want to do a couple stories?
Yeah. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Let's see. What do we want to talk about here? Scientists are considering sending endangered species to the moon. Have you guys seen
what?
This?
Wait, what?
Okay. Let me back up.
That'll help.
They would create a biorepository, I hope I'm saying that right, on the surface of the moon that would serve...
So their DNA.
Yeah, so they would send endangered plants and cells from endangered animals.
Okay.
The gray now wolf it makes sense. Struggling to
like,
breathe.
He's like, why is the white rhino on the moon?
Just put him up there. Nobody can get to
really
him.
Endangered now.
The dolphin's like, there's no water.
But they're saying that there's no place on Earth cold enough to do this. So they've taken to the moon. It would take years to make this happen. But it's something that's, you know,
okay.
It's in development.
Pretty good start to a sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
That we get wiped out by an asteroid. Aliens land on the moon. They find the DNA. They go back home. They open it up and a tiger eats them or whatever it is.
Americans are using credit cards to pay for daily expenses. This is according to a new report from The Guardian. This is kind of a shocking statistic here. There was a report from the Financial Times in March showing that credit card debt has increased by 50% since President Biden took office. That's not a great statistic for him.
No.
Let's see. A woman received a pig kidney transplant, a New Jersey woman. She underwent the procedure this week at NYU. She also received a thymus gland from the same pig, which will help keep her body from rejecting the kidney. She's only the second person in the world to receive a kidney transplant from a genetically modified pig.
That pig needs to go to the moon.
There you go. Moon pig.
Mm-hmm. Moon pigs.
I was curious how Wheels would feel about this. Reggie Bush is getting his Heisman Trophy back.
Yeah.
So he surrendered the trophy in 2010 after it was revealed he'd received improper benefits while at USC. But now that they've changed the rules to allow NIL deals for student-athletes, the Heisman Trust said they will return his trophy and invite him to all future Heisman ceremonies.
Yes, it was always the dumbest penalty on the planet Earth.
So what was he accused of doing?
Well, I believe that people were funneling money to his family. Like, so that was the accusation.
Like every other big star?
Basically, yeah. So it was like, okay, so this is happening all over the country, but you're gonna take it out on this guy. But also, what does that have to do with the statistics that he put up? It has nothing to do with anything on the field. If you were going to suspend him, take away his eligibility when you caught him, But because they figured it out after he was already gone, they're like, well, we have to do something. And they did this stupid thing. I mean, he still performed. He did the job. It wasn't like,
yeah,
you know, stupid. So, yes, it's about time they finally figured out how stupid that was.
You want to do... Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to ask if you wanted to do one more
Let's
story.
Let's do it.
Okay, one more story. The USDA has called for less sugar and salt in school lunches. The agency has updated its guidelines to cut sodium by 15% and sugars to less than 10% of daily calories, but they won't ban chocolate milk or other flavored dairy products.
Phoebe Glover is still mad at the Obamas. That's all she knows about the Obamas because of the crap lunches that she had to eat.
I'm surprised that was a thing at private school.
I think private schools are pretty liberal, and I think they just wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah.
And it sucked. Yeah. Thanks, Dave.
All right.
So for those of you out there who like to have bonfires, but you don't like lighting them, and you would like to have a dog, but you don't want to feed it or pick up the dog poop, you can get the Therminator, which is a flame-throwing robot dog for just $9,000. And it really is a flame-throwing robot dog. Like, we've all seen these robot dogs on, like, Black Mirror, and, like, the military has them, and they do backflips and stuff like that. And this one shoots a flamethrower, just like a flamethrower, like 30, 40 feet. And you can buy it. You can own it. You can have it burn up your neighbor's house, I guess. There are only two states, I think it's Ohio and California, that ban people from owning flamethrowers. Other than that, which is surprising to me, any one of us could go out there and buy a flamethrower and go crazy.
This thing is awesome. I'm sorry.
I didn't expect to hear that from you.
I love that it's less than $10,000. I mean, it's just very cool.
I love that you're looking at the budget as opposed to the flame-throwing robot dog.
Like, he's like, move and some it's stuff affordable. Around. I can afford one of these.
And it's affordable.
No, I mean, I think it's neat. Sue me.
Wheels?
Would I be troubled if one of you bought one of these? Sure, but yeah, like I like that it exists.
Dog. Like, what do you think is coming in the next few years if you need a flame-throwing robot dog? Like, are you planning for the apocalypse? The zombies are coming?
I mean, if like, you hadn't heard of this from me,
yeah,
and you are taking a walk out in the country and you walk onto someone's, you know, little lane, and all of a sudden a robot dog starts running at you and flamethrowing,
you'd think twice.
I'd probably be a little bit nervous about that, but that's kind of my point.
Yeah.
We already got enough psychos out there. Do we need to give people another psych? Don't get me wrong. There's the part of me that's like, that's so cool.
Oh, this
thing is pretty cool to see when it does it, but like, what's the practical use?
This thing is blasting fire.
Beware whatever. Robot dog shooting flames is going to be the sign on your fence.
Yeah.
Audience, whatever you have in mind when you hear robot flamethrowing dog, it is way more flamethrowing than that.
Oh, it's got like, is, what?
It's what do you got think like that, a laser sight.
Yeah. You think it's like 3 or 4 feet that it shoots out?
Oh, way more than that.
Way more
lot,
than that?
Yeah. Lot more.
Oh, that's looking like about 20 feet.
Yeah,
honestly.
That thing is blasting fire.
I love how, didn't you say, Dave, is like, yeah, the, yeah, if you're ever looking to start a bonfire, like, yeah, because you can't do that with matches and.
And I love Wheeler. Wheeler was so dad about it. He goes, I'd rather just have a real dog and start my own fire.
Yes! Although, I will say.
I've seen it some matches.
I will say, if I lived in a heavily snowed area, like, say, Buffalo, I wouldn't mind having that guy to clear my driveway.
There you go.
Now
that's
thinking.
The practical
yeah.
use.
Yeah.
If I have a flame-throwing dog, what am I keeping all these old newspapers for?
You probably wouldn't need any other form of protection.
I mean, I don't know. How fast is he?
He runs.
Does he?
Yeah, you can see him running.
Oh, I thought he was
this
walking.
This thing is cool.
He's not he's not a big dog, though, right? It's not like
no, he's definitely bigger than an ankle biter, but he's probably, I don't know, like a poodle size.
I don't think you have to be real big when you flow frames.
When you flow
frames.